Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Averill steals second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is hit by the pitch. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Vozmak moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive towards short. Rogel catches it and steps on second to double up Vozmak. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges bunts towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayworth. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Hayworth steals third. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayworth scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to second. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bridges is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Fox. Averill reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knickerbocker scores. Averill moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Calm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to second. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1. And the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. the Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Vosmak hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Com strikes out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 4 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards center. Fox fields it and throws to second to catch Spencer for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 5 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Porter reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a fly ball towards left. Walker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Sissel moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan is walked intentionally. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Com hits a line drive into right field. Stone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stone. Sissel scores. Morgan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Com moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 5 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. There goes Spencer trying to get to home. Gehringer throws to Hayworth, who tags Spencer for the out. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. White reaches second base with a double. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.